Welcome. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Carr, and this is Practicing Happiness Through Wise, Compassionate Presence. Although all of us want to feel good in our lives and seek happiness or well-being, few realize that becoming happier requires practice. Although we will experience fleeting pleasure from material satisfactions or from achievements, more enduring well-being results from how we treat ourselves moment to moment and day to day. Indeed, most of the suffering that we experience in our lives comes not from our actual circumstances, but rather from mistreating ourselves. Most of us are actively mean towards ourselves, and whether we're aware of it or not, we often treat ourselves with some combination of hostility and neglect. Becoming happier ultimately involves transforming how we treat ourselves, replacing our habits of hostility and neglect with increasing compassion and wisdom. Transforming these habits requires practice, though you'll likely feel noticeably better after simply listening to this meditation. As we begin, be aware that you're always in control of the process, and that if any of my suggestions don't work for you, then you can modify them. Feel free to pause the audio whenever you want more time. Begin by sitting in an upright position with your back relatively straight. You can sit on a couch or a chair with your back supported, or on the ground with your legs crossed. Begin breathing gently into your belly. Closing your eyes will allow your attention to be focused more on your internal experience than on your surroundings. Be aware that during this time, there is nothing you have to do, nothing you have to achieve, and nothing you have to know. As you continue to breathe, allow each new breath to be slightly larger than the last one. And as you exhale, allow yourself to settle inside. Continue to allow each new breath to be slightly bigger than the last one. And each time you exhale, allow yourself to settle a bit more deeply, to come home inside. Allow each new breath to come when it's ready, always beginning in your belly, and inhaling slightly more each time. As your breaths become bigger, allow yourself to fill up into the middle of your chest, into the area around your heart. Feel this area of your body as you gently breathe into it. Just notice. What do you experience as you breathe into the area around your heart? There's no right or wrong. Nothing you should experience. Just notice. Continue to allow each breath to come when it's ready, beginning in your belly and then inflating a bit more each time. And each time you exhale, allow yourself to settle and to come home inside. Now, allow your breath to fill you up into your upper chest. It may be helpful to imagine a string attached to the middle of your breastbone, lifting up into the sky. Imagine this string lifting your whole ribcage as you effortlessly fill with air. Feel the air swirling around in your upper chest each time you inhale, and then allow yourself to settle inside as you exhale, waiting for the next breath to come when it's ready. And now, allow your breath to fill right up into your upper back. Feel the air swirling around inside as you inhale. Now, allow your breath to come up into your shoulders, as if your lungs extended right up to the tips of your shoulders. As you continue to breathe, begin to fill up your upper body like a balloon, breathing into your chest and back and shoulders all at once. Continue to breathe in this pattern with full, gentle breaths, beginning in your belly and rising up into your upper body as you inhale. And then settle gently inside as you exhale and wait for the next breath to come when it's ready. To allow your head to be a bit more erect on your neck and spine, imagine that you have a feather taped to the back of your head, with the tip of the feather pointing towards the sky. Now, use the tip of the feather to tickle the clouds in the sky. Allow the tip of the feather to move as your neck and spine stretch the feather up to the clouds. Feel the back of your head stretching upwards. Allow your chin to tuck in. Now, allow your head to come down to rest on your neck again, more erect than it was when you started. Continue to breathe in this posture, gently filling your belly, then chest, back, and shoulders as you inhale, and then settling and coming home inside as you exhale. As you breathe into your upper body, allow yourself to experience a sense of fullness in yourself. You may experience it as a sense of strength. And then, each time you exhale, allow yourself to settle and relax as you come home inside. Let the fullness and strength of inhaling yield to the letting go and settling as you exhale. Then, allow your relaxed settledness to yield again to inhaling and strength. As we move into the rest of the meditation, continue with this pattern of breathing. The fullness and strength of inhaling yields to the letting go and settling of exhaling, which yields in turn to the strength of inhaling in an endless, life-enhancing cycle. And now, allow images of wise, compassionate beings to come into your mind. These may be people you've known in your life. They may be people you know through books, videos, or films. They may be historical figures, or people from religious or spiritual traditions. They may be fictional characters. Or they may be wise, compassionate beings from somewhere else, and you may not know where. Just allow these images to come into your mind. Beings that embody deep wisdom and profound compassion. Notice their warmth and caring. Be aware of how their wisdom has its roots in a profound compassion. Look into the faces of these wise, compassionate beings and notice their complete acceptance of other people's experience. In their wisdom and compassion, every feeling, desire, or impulse that a person could have is greeted with complete, compassionate acceptance. They realize that sometimes we suffer when we act on our feelings or desires in unfortunate ways, but their acceptance of us and our feelings is complete. In their wisdom, they simply see the world as it really is. They are rational, logical, realistic. They have no need for illusions about themselves, about others, or about the world, so they can see reality more clearly. If these wise, compassionate beings were to come across a child who is sad and crying, they would begin by acknowledging the child's sadness. "Oh, you're really sad. Oh, you've just lost something really important to you. That must feel awful." Or, if they were to come across a child who is angry and yelling, they would again begin by acknowledging the child's feelings. "Boy, you're really mad. You didn't like that one bit." And if they were to come across a frightened child, they might say, "Oh, you're really feeling scared." No matter what feeling or desire the child might be experiencing, it would be accepted and compassionately acknowledged by these wise beings. And in their wisdom, they might also offer the child something more. They may offer the child the benefit of their wisdom and perspective, or they may offer the child what he or she needs. After acknowledging the child's sad feelings, they may offer the comforting reassurance of a hug. Seeing a child being afraid, they may offer the reassurance that the child is not in any danger. But in their wisdom, they know that they must begin by acknowledging the child's feelings before offering anything else. A frightened child gains little comfort from being told they have nothing to be afraid of. It's only after their feelings are compassionately acknowledged that they can fully receive additional information or wisdom. "Oh, you're afraid that there's a monster in your closet. That must feel awful." "Well, I don't think there's a monster in there. Do you want me to check?" Although I've been using examples with children, because we can most easily find our compassion for children, these wise, compassionate beings maintain the same attitude with adults. There is complete acceptance of all feelings, desires, and impulses that any of us may have, and they recognize that the simple act of acknowledging a person's experience is healing. Now, look into the faces of the wise, compassionate beings that have come into your mind. Notice the warmth, the caring, the profound acceptance. They can sense what you're experiencing inside. They know that you've done things that you regret, yet their compassion is unswerving. Allow yourself to feel what it's like for you to experience such warmth and compassion from these wise beings. Continue to breathe full, gentle breaths and feel what happens in your body. Feel what happens around your heart. Simply allow it to happen. And now, let yourself begin to resonate with these wise, compassionate beings. Find this place of wisdom and compassion within yourself. It is there, and as you continue breathing, find that place in yourself that knows endless compassion and the wisdom that emerges from this. In some ways, this wise, compassionate place may feel like the perspective of a healthy, conscious adult in relationship to a child. And from this place, allow yourself to experience how you're able to be with a child. Imagine coming upon a child who seems sad. Notice how easy it is to find compassion for the child's sadness, to acknowledge the child's feelings, and to offer some kind of comfort or perspective. Or imagine coming upon a child who's taking delight in something, and again, how easy it is for you to relate to the child's feelings and acknowledge his or her pleasure. And now, turn your attention inside yourself. From this place of wisdom and compassion, begin to notice your own feelings. Just breathe gently and listen inside. You may experience them as your feelings, or you may experience them as the child part of yourself. No matter what feeling or sensations you discover, whether it's anger, joy, feeling hungry, feeling tired, feeling pain, or feeling ashamed, just begin by listening to it. Don't do anything to change what you're feeling. From that place of wisdom and compassion, just allow yourself to be curious and accepting about whatever feelings, desires, sensations, or impulses that you discover within yourself. Then, acknowledge to yourself whatever feelings are there. If you're feeling sad, then acknowledge to yourself, either in your head or out loud, "Oh, I'm feeling sad." Or, if it feels like the child part of yourself, you could say, "Oh, you're really feeling sad." If you're feeling sleepy, acknowledge, "Oh, I'm really tired." Or, "You really want to sleep now." It doesn't matter if you're feeling angry, scared, hungry, bored, embarrassed, or anything else. Just begin by acknowledging your feelings. We're often inclined to reject aspects of our own feelings or desires as being bad or unacceptable. But from this place of wisdom and compassion, we can see that all of them are completely okay and are worthy of our acknowledgement. Pain, anxiety and shame do not feel good, but our wise, compassionate presence with them is the kindest thing we can offer ourselves. After having acknowledged our feelings, we can then bring the wisdom we have to them. This wise perspective will include all of what we know to be real or true, a rational, logical, realistic view. We may feel afraid, for example, yet in our wisdom know that we are really quite safe and in no danger. We may feel ashamed, yet in our wisdom be aware that we're always doing our best at life. We may feel sad and feel like it will never end, but in our wisdom know that it will. We may feel guilty, and in our wisdom know that our behavior had unfortunate consequences that we would best learn from and avoid in the future. It's often valuable to realize that what we are feeling is not about our current situation, that we may be afraid when we are really safe, or feel bad about ourselves over a minor shortcoming. In our wisdom, we will also notice the cruel messages we give ourselves and instead treat ourselves fairly. We may notice that our guilt is being intensified by punishing messages that we give to ourselves, that our fear is intensified by fruitless worry, or that our pain is kept alive by endlessly focusing on our losses. From this wise place, you will also consider likely consequences of acting on your feelings and impulses. Being hungry is perfectly fine, and in your wisdom, you will weigh whether eating a candy bar is worth the cost to your diet. If you're feeling angry, you will accept it as perfectly okay, yet in your wisdom, consider the high costs of violence. From this place of wisdom and compassion, however, this realistic perspective on our feelings is never dismissive of our feelings. To suggest that we should not be feeling what we feel is absurd and mean. We feel what we feel, and wisdom simply offers an understanding or perspective on our feelings. As you are now experiencing, this wise, compassionate place in ourselves allows us to be completely and profoundly accepting of every aspect of our feelings and desires. At the same time, it brings a wise, adult perspective to our feelings in the context of current realities of our lives. Real happiness comes from relating to ourselves and to others with this wise compassion consistently. While none of us will ever be perfect at it, we are best served by practicing this frequently. We can use a meditation like this daily to practice experiencing happiness, and then bringing this perspective into our daily lives as much as we're able. If you practice this meditation daily, you will notice new things in what I'm saying, and new aspects of your own experience. Using the pattern of breathing you have learned here can be a powerful way of bringing you back to your own wisdom and compassion throughout your day. Allow each gentle breath to build from your belly into your chest, and then yield to the relaxation of letting go and settling inside. And as you breathe, listen with compassion to whatever you are feeling. Acknowledge what you are experiencing in words, and then offer yourself the wisest perspective on your feelings that you can. As this meditation comes to a close, consider how you would like to carry your wisdom and compassion into your day.